afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis. Your host is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma. And welcome to the program, Elise.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Today we're very excited to welcome a special guest into the studio, the man, the myth, the legend.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
Chef John Ash is here with us, and we're thrilled to have Chef John Ash in studio with us because he is going to be our guide on our wonderful KSRO culinary cruise. This is Lisbon to Barcelona. It embarks from Lisbon on the 9th of October of 2018, and it's going to be so much fun. Wow. So, John Ash, tell us a little bit about how you sort of work with Elise to figure out what's the best trip to take.
Well, it's really kind of Elise is the brains behind this. It's trying to figure out a cruise that people can go on. You don't want them to go for a month because a lot of people can't do that.
Right. It would be nice.
But also they need to go to ports that people are interested in that offer a lot of history and from my standpoint, a lot of culinary opportunities and all of that stuff. And this year, I have sailed a long time ago on Oceania, but now they have this whole deal in which they have culinary programs on board in which it's hands-on. So you get to, so the students and who come, it isn't just watching me put something together because, you know, you can watch TV and get that, but it's actually that students will make things on their own.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, but your personality makes the difference too because you're not like, okay, everyone stir at the same time. Yeah. Okay, now we do this. I mean, it just,
do I get to yell at them? Can I be Gordon Ramsay or something?
You can throw things at them.
No.
We'll have marshmallows or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, be the nice version.
Yeah.
But that makes a difference too, because just having anyone is not what makes it special. Because you have to have the right mix of personality, the right ship. And a lot of people are still working. And like you said, they can't afford to go away for a month, which would be great. But we also want it where you're not sitting on the ship all day long because you're there to learn about the country you're going to. You're traveling a long way. And yes, it's nice to experience the ship, but you're there to learn about the ports. This is a destination cruise.
Definitely.
And there's some extraordinary ports here. I mean, that's, I think that's what makes this trip really special. Do you want to read those off?
Sure, sure. Well, we start in Lisbon, but, you know, you're starting, you arrive at 1 and you leave at 4. So my suggestion is to possibly go in a day or two early, maybe 3, depending upon your interests, and see what it's about.
And that can also give you a little bit of time to get over some jet lag, right?
Yes. I always suggest going in at least a day before. And plus also with the airlines being as friendly skies as they are, they sometimes have delays.
Oh, right.
And you don't want to start your trip stressed where you're just so upset that you can't get right into this, you know, the heart of everything. So it starts in Lisbon, and then we go to Seville, Spain. We actually go to Cadiz. And I remember years ago in Spanish class that in Cadiz, you make sure you have your pronunciation correctly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's one of those where they change the syllables around a little bit. And then we go to Malaga, Spain, which I was there years and years ago as a child with my parents, and I'm sure it looks different.
So I was, yeah, I'm sure it does too. I was there as a hippie.
Oh.
So we'll be seeing a different part of Malaga.
Well, maybe not.
Fun.
Maybe we'll find the good streets. And then we go to Alicante, which I have not been to, but it's going to have history and culture, and the whole trip is, the bad part about the trip is it's going to go away too fast.
Right.
It's going to be over too fast. And then we go to Palma de Mallorca, which I've also been as a child, but don't remember as much. We go to a fabulous destination, Monte Carlo, which I'm fortunate to say I've been there 3 or 4 times, and I love it.
Wow.
But my goal at Monte Carlo is to look at the small little yachts that are, you know, the small little ones, yeah, being only, yeah, 100 foot, yeah, is the little, sure, the little ones, you know, so that's going to be my joy.
And chase the stars around,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
I mean, everybody lives there, you know, and has a place there.
And they do have a casino.
Yeah.
Yes.
There, but you do, men have to wear tuxedos, at least they used to. But it's definitely, if you have
dress
an
up
evening gown,
right,
and you want to, you wear it once every 10 years, this is the place to bring it,
nice,
and wear it again.
How exciting.
Yeah. And then we end up in one of the most beautiful areas, Provence, Marseille, which it won't be the lavender fields at this time, but it will still be beautiful. You'll have a lot of the fall colors in the background because we are going at the prime viewing for Europe to be going at this time.
Nice.
And then you end in Barcelona. But ending in Barcelona, I would say also to stay an extra day or two, stretch your trip out so that it's at least 10, 11 days because there's so much to see.
So at least you can help people plan extended,
yeah,
either in the beginning or at the end.
Absolutely. So we can have different hotels, we can set up tours, you know, whatever you want. So you can deviate if you've purchased the air through Oceania. They do charge a deviation fee if you want to go in a few days early, but it's still less than if you were to book your own.
Okay. All right.
So you may want to go in 3 days before, stay 3 days later, and we can work that out as well. And I'll also advise which is the best way to do it, the most economical way for you to do that.
And you never know what Elise has up her sleeve. Before we came on air today, she was talking a little bit, and I won't give any real details because we're not sure whether this is going to happen, but you've been invited by a winemaker to come and check things out in Barcelona. So who knows, that might come together and that could be an opportunity after you disembark from the ship and go
and
explore
some more.
One
of the things is I never stop. My mind doesn't shut off, which I wish it would. So there's always ways, if I see an opportunity to enhance an experience, I'll jump on it. Because what you remember in life is not who you were with, unfortunately, or how much you spent. You remember the experience. You remember the person's face, what you did together. And that's what really matters. All the years tend to blend after a while, or the seasons. But you do remember that experience, like I'm sure everyone can remember something when you first learned how to ride a bicycle and you fell off and you scraped your knees. You remember that as if it was yesterday. So it's the experience.
Right. And those flavors and smells too, especially on a trip like this. Mm-hmm. Like I remember distinctly certain flavors and smells from my first trip in Germany when I was like 15 years old. And these are things that are going to last with you for a long time. So what kinds of things are people going to encounter on this trip, this Iberian quest that we're going on with Oceania?
Well, I think a variety of things. Certainly the on-ship experience of cooking. And so we haven't figured out menus yet for this, but part of it will be to kind of reflect the places that we're in. Like, we probably won't be doing any South Vietnamese food or
probably
any of
not,
that stuff,
because
it's kind of not appropriate. But then the opportunity when you're in port to go visit, especially markets, which I think is the, to me, that's the most extraordinary things in the place in the world, to understand what a culture is about and what cuisines are about, and then follow that out to local restaurants and culinary figures and all that stuff. I'm going to try to reach out to people that I know there to get them to come and talk to us about the special things that.
There's always a fruit or a vegetable or a spice. You say, oh, that's what that is? And you don't know. And then you smell it. You say, I smelled that before. Where did I? And then you think of the food and where you were, and then it goes back to this memory. Smell is really special in food.
Well, sometimes we're a little parochial, too, in America. We sort of eat what we eat, and we buy what we buy, and we don't think about it. But when you're in a place, for example, I've never been to, with all the traveling I've done, never been to Lisbon. But Lisbon, the food of Portugal is really very, very different than the food of Spain. And so kind of understanding what those differences are, and then the influences of the Moors and all of those people from Northern Africa who came over, and then to discover how they put things together. One of the things I love in Portugal, as an example, is they often serve together meat and fish in the same dish, you know, which is sounds odd, but when you have it, it's like, oh my goodness, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's so great.
Do they have the meat on the as separate, or do they mix it together?
They mix them together.
Wow.
Yeah. I think one of my all-time favorite dishes, which once in a while I'll do for myself, is a Portuguese dish in which you take clams and steam them and serve it with a kind of boiled beef. And it just goes, it's really one of the great dishes of the world.
Wow, how fun is that?
Sounds like that, something like that might be on the menu.
it might be, because it's really pretty simple to make.
Yeah, or to be able to search these things out. I mean, having that culinary curiosity when you go on this trip is really something that, you know, you have to have. There's going to be so many opportunities to try things that you've never tried before. It's very fun.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's why learning, going to, I look at going to a lot of ports as like a smorgasbord, almost, where you order, or a poo-poo platter. You order this big thing and you
How about more appropriate, tapas, right?
Mm-hmm. Tapas. Mm-hmm.
Tapas,
yeah.
For the area, right?
Right, tapas. So you order a variety and you go, oh, I would never order that again, but this, I could eat like three plates full of just this one. So it's sort of like a taste of where you'd like to go back to and experience it and have, you know, something more. And if not, you know, it's just on your list. I'm going back to Seville, let's say, because of the experience I had there.
Yeah, and it's very exciting that we're visiting on this tour, not just Spain, not just Portugal. We also dip into France. We go to Monaco. I mean, really, you're getting a chance to visit a bunch of different places. Are these all Euro places? Can we use the Euro in all of these?
It should be good. Yes, yeah? Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fun, too. You don't have to exchange any money.
And on convenient. The ship, they always will. If there is an issue, they will always have the local tender. Right. So you can say, here's $100, can you break it down? But U.S. dollar is almost accepted everywhere in the world.
And it's really strong.
Right? Yes.
So this is a good time to go.
Yeah, it really
is. Yes.
We are talking about our culinary cruise. It's the Iberian Quest from Lisbon to Barcelona, departing October 9th from Lisbon, Portugal, heading just in a beautiful area along the Mediterranean, all over the place. It's going to be a gorgeous time during the fall of 2018. If you're interested and you want to find out more, there are still some cabins available, just a few cabins. So you really need to jump on this now and reach out to Elise. The best way to do that is to send an email, ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. And just ask, get some more details. See what it would take to get your name on the list and reserve that cabin. We're going to be right back with Chef John Ash and Elise Corey. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.
That's just love without a care.
I'm Hank Schreeder, Chief of Police, and on behalf of the men and women of Santa Rosa Police Department, happy holidays to you and yours from KSRO.
The best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away on mysonomadeals.com. From dining to entertainment to health and beauty, right now, buy a $50 gift certificate to Smooth Body Boutique in Santa Rosa for only $25. At Smooth Body Boutique, they pride themselves in making sure their clients feel soothed, sexy, beautiful, and above all else, smooth. This offer is only available for a limited time and only on mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
At PG&E, we want to help our customers and the communities we serve recover from the Northern California wildfires. You can get help at PG&E's dedicated customer connections website at pge.com/CCO, where new service installations, temporary construction power, or other services can be initiated and tracked. To get started, please visit pge.com/CCO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio, of course, is your host, Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise. You can reach out to her with questions or to reserve your spot on our KSRO culinary cruise by sending an email to ksro at travelwise.net. And that's Wise with a Z, KSRO, at travelwise.net. Also in studio with us, we're very excited to have him here during the holiday season when I know you're busy, but we're happy to have you here, Chef John Ash, who will be our host on the KSRO Culinary Cruise. And you have hosted a cruise before for KSRO, which was great. We went to Alaska.
We went to Alaska.
Yeah. This is going to be fun because it'll be nice and warm.
Although that was beautiful, I have to say. So we were talking off air about, you know, this is kind of a, you know, people might be a little reluctant to think, oh, I'm spending a lot of money for the holidays and all this stuff. To reserve a spot, which it's not very much.
No, it's $750 per person.
Okay.
And then I do installments. So if you pay it off now and then you say, okay, on the first of every month, charge $100 or whatever it is. By the time the final payment comes in July, you'll have a lot of that not
taken care of,
taken care of, which is good. Mm-hmm. So that's a benefit of doing it that way. And it would make a really nice present under the tree with a little, here's my present to you.
Sure, sure. Or I forgot to get you something nice for Christmas, so here you go. Mm-hmm. Or Hanukkah, or a Happy New Year kind of a gift too as well.
Or just whatever reason, just because. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have to realize that we have to travel while we're able to and healthy, and life sometimes throws us a curveball we're not expecting, so you need to do it while you can.
Yes.
And you're not going to get an experience like this in this location with Chef
and
Ash.
And these prices, too, are amazing. Mm-hmm. What kinds of prices are we talking about? And this includes the airfare.
Yeah. And I've also forgot to mention we have Fogline Vineyards who's going to be with us, so we'll be doing wine and food pairing together. So you not only have Chef Ash, you have a winery.
Yeah.
That's, good wine.
Good wine. Their Pinot Noir. Yeah. Is excellent.
So the pricing, you're looking, I've been lucky enough to get some extra cabins.
Oh, okay.
Because that's always the hard part when a ship is almost selling out. Mm-hmm. It's hard to negotiate more, but I'm a little bit tenacious, so they did give me more cabins.
Good.
So we're looking at $33.99.
Oh, wow.
I have two cabins at that.
Okay.
And you may not get your cabin number. We call them a guarantee. So mm-hmm. you get either that category or something better. Oh. And since I have a group, they're going to take good care of me, and I do know who's who, so I push for the better cabins. It's part of
cross a lease.
This is something I've learned in the last couple of years.
No, I just love it. I love seeing people's faces smiling mm-hmm. and just knowing that you created something that's going to last a lifetime. That's the biggest thank you ever.
Yeah.
So, starting for a veranda cabin, it includes your airfare. And not only that, but you have a choice of one of what they call the O-Life amenity. So you either get two free shore excursions per person, mm-hmm. or a beverage package, or $200 shipboard credit per person.
Per person. Wow.
And your sodas, your bottled water, your coffees are included. So that's not part of the beverage package. Your beverages will be included, lunch and dinner, mm-hmm. through the beverage package. But you also have an option of having unlimited and the premium beverage package. You'd have to pay, it's $20 a day mm-hmm. more to have your beer, your cocktails, whatever it is, whenever you want at any time.
Nice.
So that's an option too. But you have to see, do you want to do the shore excursions, which are up to $199 per person? So right there, that's
a great
almost
value.
A $400 value per person.
Sure.
Or do you want the shipboard credit to do what you want? If you're an occasional drinker and you just want a glass of wine here and there or a cocktail, maybe that's a better value. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a spa person, that's a better value.
Right.
depending upon what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So you have options, and that's included. It's not extra for it.
Wow.
So plus you also get, we're going to have a food and wine pairing dinner, mm-hmm. which Chef Ash will design the meals, and we'll complement it with wines from Fogline Vineyards.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have the two hands-on cooking demos.
That's so great.
So that'll be private, and it'll be, it's not just watching on a video or on TV. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to, whatever you need to do, you know, mixed or, you
right.
know.
Ask your questions, interactive, right. really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that you might be catering this to the sort of the flavors of the area. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. But it's such a rich, as I was saying earlier, it has such rich diversity of flavors yeah. and ingredients that we often don't see here. Or if we do see them, we don't know what they are.
Right.
You know, that kind of business. Yeah. It should be really fun.
Yeah.
And also simple enough for people to do. I think one of the It's not a complaint, but it can be. Sometimes chefs, they get too chefy, and it's like, oh, this was fine, but I'd never do this at home.
Right.
The whole idea is to do things, have each of the students in the class do things that hopefully they'll come home and make to
nice.
Share with family and friends.
And they'll also be able to eat after you're
absolutely.
Done cooking.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest
that's
part of it.
Part of the fun.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, the nice part about the ship is it's also casual for all of the people who are worried about, oh, my God, I got to bring this tuxedo out.
Well, that's just for the Monte Carlo.
Right, Monte Carlo
visit.
If they want to go to the casino.
Right.
If they want to go to the casino.
Sure.
If they don't want to go to the casino, you can still be country club casual.
Okay, good.
So,
very nice. And if you want to arrange your own airfare, you can do that. Does mm-hmm. that change the price of the cabins
yeah,
a bit?
Yeah, you have a reduction of $800.
Oh, okay.
So if you have miles, and a lot of people do,
uh-huh.
and you want to use it, that will lower your price point
right.
down quite a bit. It'll also give you a little bit more flexibility to figure out when you want to go in and when
sure.
you want to go out, depending upon when the mileage tickets are available.
Yeah.
Because that's always a question.
That's good.
You know.
But this is the time to begin to explore
oh, yeah.
that now.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Because
right.
the prices will increase. You know, people say, oh, I heard if you wait to the last minute, you know, your airfare is better. That is not true. The best is always when you do it in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if you have to go last minute and it's maybe not a popular destination, you'll get a good deal. Or if they have a sale. But for the most part, now you're going to get a pick of the flights you want. You're going to get the seats you want.
Right. Now, these prices that you have that, for the cabins that are still available to you, are they going to go up? I do see on Oceana's mm-hmm. website that prices go up on January 1st for a lot of cruises. But is that going to affect your prices?
Oh, no. You know, the good thing is I'm looking right now, the one that we have for $33.99 mm-hmm. is going for $36.99 on the website, but it's on a wait list.
Right. You
can't but I
get
have
it, yeah.
the space.
And, you
and
have
the
it.
Categories all the way up, they're all keep going up by about $50 each category.
Mm-hmm.
And I have space, which is less. My space is not going up. That's why I had a wheel and deal a little to get more cabins
nice.
Because I wanted at my original space. What Oceana does is the further in advance you book, the best prices. And as it gets closer and as they're selling more, the price goes up because they can.
Right.
It's supply and demand,
sure.
basically.
Yeah. And
so.
Then we also should mention the fact that you're a virtuoso agent, which
yes.
means that you're going to get special perks that a regular travel agent would not get.
Exactly. And that's how we were able to get more cabins. It's you use a little bit of clout. You pull in your cards when you need
uh-huh.
to, which I'm going to work on. If we have enough people, maybe we'll add another hands-on cooking.
Wow.
We'll see. We'll
Very
see
fun.
How many we get. You know, but
wait. No, no.
no. Not while you're in port.
She's going to work me like a dog.
Yeah, that's why you like traveling, because I give
yeah.
you your free time.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. You know what? That is important
yeah.
because there are people who go, you know, like as a guest mm-hmm. on board, but they have to do seminar A, seminar B, seminar C in a whole day, and they sometimes miss the port.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to me is that Chef Ash has time to be himself and mingle with people and still, you know,
yeah,
enjoy
and
enjoy
meet up
where
with some
he
of
is.
Your friends. You have friends all over the world, right? Are you going to be able to catch up with anybody?
I hope so. Okay, yeah,
so
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
I actually on my recent trip, I got to meet with my host brother again. I went to Germany and I got to see him. I haven't seen him in 27
Whoa.
Years. So that
but
was
you were, and
cool.
you were both exactly the same.
I know we look just so like baby faces. Yeah. I know we look. Yeah.
You
like,
know,
yeah.
some things don't ever change.
Yeah.
You know, you can still recognize.
Yeah. No, it was very fun, and being able to explore these amazing locations. locations is definitely a huge part of the draw on this. Not to downplay your part in this, Chef John Ash.
No, it's all about me.
It's all about Chef John Ash. Everyone wants to come and see him. But being able to explore these things, and as you mentioned, those markets, for me, on my trips, I love to be able to go and see, how do people just go grocery shopping? Mm-hmm. How do they go to the market? What do they do? What are their common ingredients that they go? I mean, that explains so much more about how someone lives day to day. It's fantastic. It's a really great way to view a culture that way.
Yeah. And another thing is, don't forget that you can also call me if you like. It's 935-WISE. That's 935-9493. Or send me an email, ksro@travelwise.net. I think if we don't sell our cabins probably by around March, Oceana will probably pull them and give them to other people. But, you know, I have them now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And first come, first serve. So I hope you'll come and join us, because it's going to be a fabulous time. We always have a good time.
We do. We do have a great time. And that's why people are so excited to do another trip here with KSRO, because Elise puts so much effort into this. She cares about it so much and wants to make sure that you're having the very best time that you can have. And Chef John Ash loves to travel himself. He loves to share that passion with other people, and the culinary part on it, it's just the icing on the cake. It's going to be so much fun. So reach out to Elise and have fun on our KSRO culinary cruise. KSRO@travelwise.net. This is KSRO. Without a care.